I want to say this week we have the incredible zechus to Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach is filled with so much pain and promise. Pain for the world is being destroyed. Humanity has descended into such an abyss of decadent behavior that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to start again, but also filled with promise. Because out of the ashes of a destroyed world comes Noach together with his mishpacha, who rebuild humanity. Again, doing incredible things and also, unfortunately, some mistakes in the process. And there's an incredible moment as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Noach to get into the Teva, to get into the Ark. The Pasuk says, this is in Parak Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Noach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Noach, Bo ata v'chol beischa el ha-teva. I want you and all of your family to go into the Teva, to go into the Ark. Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanai bador hazeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tanach, for I have seen you to be a righteous man before me in this generation. So on the most basic level, the Pasuk is comprised of two parts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Noach to enter into the Teva. The time has come, the rains are beginning, time to enter into the Teva. And the second part is seemingly HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again explaining to Noach, why is it that Noach is being saved and no one else is being saved? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for Noach, you are exceptionally righteous. I have seen you to be righteous, a righteous man before me in this entire generation. But there is an incredible insight by the Chozer of Lublin. And the Chozer writes as follows. I'm going to quote to you his words. The Chozer writes, Im eshma mipi mi she'eshma ke tzadikani. If somebody, another person, were to come over to me and tell me that I'm righteous, lo amin lo, I would not believe the individual. Why? Ki adam ein tzadik baret esher lo yechta. It quotes the pasuk from Koheles. For there is no man in this world, no matter how righteous he may be, who is without sin. So if another person were to go ahead and come over to me and tell me that I'm righteous, I would just say that's because you don't know me. To maybe externally I look righteous, what you know of me looks righteous, but you don't know my insides, you don't know my heart, you don't know who I am, you don't know what I am. So even if somebody were to tell me that I'm a tzaddik, I wouldn't believe them. But then the Chozer goes on. V'mizrachesh nes. But if a miracle were to occur, v'akadosh baruch hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo yomar li, kasher amar l'noach, ki oscha ra'isi tzaddik. But if by some miracle, writes the Chozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to appear to me, and God were to say to me as he said to Noach, for I have seen you to be a tzaddik, amin lo. The Chozer writes, I would believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If God told me I was righteous, then I would believe God. But, rak lo'osa regam mamish. But I would only believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the moment. In other words, the moment that God told me I'm a tzaddik, for that moment I'm a tzaddik. Ki ein adam ba'olam afilu tzadik gamar v'gadol. Why would I only believe God for that moment? Because no matter how righteous a person is, there is no person. Shemuftach lo ma yihye ba'od rega. There is no person who could be guaranteed what is going to occur in the next moment. Uma yihye az tivo vitzuraso. So writes the Chozer something so beautiful. If a person were to come over to me and tell me that I'm a tzadik, I wouldn't believe them. Simple reason, because at the end of the day, you can't really know if another person is a tzaddik or not. You don't know what's in their heart, you don't know what they do in the private, and there's no such thing as a person without sin. But even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to appear to me, and God were to say to me, Chozer of Lublin, you're a tzaddik, writes the Chozer, I would only believe God for the moment in which he made the statement. But that statement only applies to the present moment. Why? For there is no person who could guarantee what is going to occur in the next moment. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say is that I'm a tzaddik right now. What's going to happen in the future? That no one knows. And for that, there are no guarantees. And writes the Chozer, that is the deeper meaning of the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, Ki oscha ra'isi tzaddik lefonai. Noach, right now as I see you, as you stand before me, you are a tzaddik. Your past is your past. Your future is unknown. But right now, as you stand here right before me, ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefonai, as I look at you right now standing before me, you are a tzadik. And the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Noach and by extension to us is that is absolutely okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we are people, that we are human beings with faults and frailties. And there are things that I did in my past that I wish I could undo, but I can't. And the future, is yet to be written and unknown to me. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I don't ask you to try to rewrite history, and I don't ask you to try to control the future. The only thing I ask of you is to maximize your present. Because in reality, the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us that you control is the present moment. You have to reflect and learn from your past. Yes, you do have to plan for your future. But the only thing you truly control in this world is your present. Just be a present tzaddik. Just be the kind of person who tries to maximize and make the most of the moment that is at hand. Don't lose yourself in thoughts of remorse and regret of the past. Don't lose yourself in hyper-planning for the future. Those things are all important. Learn from the past, plan for the future, but spend the bulk of your energy maximizing your present. For that is the only thing you control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, Noach, you may have done things in the past that are not so great. And Noach, your future, and we know what Noach's future is. Noach makes mistakes as soon as he gets off the teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your future, that's yet to be known. But all I can tell you, Noach, is ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanai. Right now, as I look at you and as you stand before me, you are righteous. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the effort that you have expended in maximizing your present. And this is an incredible yisod for us. Because, as you know, last week we spoke about the bays. The bays of Reishis, the bays that is closed on all sides and just open going forward. Oman, we spoke about the idea, the concept that a person has to focus on what's ahead and not behind. And I think the Chozeh is even further refining that. It's not even that I focus as much on what's ahead. I focus on what is. Maximizing the present moment. We have to learn from the past and we have to plan for the future. But the ikar, the primary aspect of successful living, is maximizing the moments you have in front of you. And this is true on so many levels. I might not have kavana in every tefillah going forward. And I certainly have not had kavana, concentration and intent, on all tefillahs of my past. But what am I going to do in the tefillahs that I have right in front of me now? Maybe I haven't been the best parent in the past. And I certainly don't know what my parenting prowess is going to be in the future. But right now, if I have an opportunity to be with my kids, I'm going to maximize it. V'chule, v'chule, plug in this model. The present model is the model to be used in every aspect of our life. Ki oschara isi tadik lafanai. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to rewrite history, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not ask us to guarantee the future. For the simple reason is, we can't. I can't undo what is done, nor can I totally forecast what is going to be. But I can control what is right now. And as such, says the Chozeh, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo were to appear to me and to tell me that I'm a tzaddik, I would take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word to be a reflection of my current reality with absolutely no guarantees, no promises, or no insight into the future. If it worked for Noach, it could work for us. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be able to say about each of us is, ki oscha ra'isi tzaddik lefanai. Just be a present tzaddik. Just maximize the righteousness in your current moment. The past is the past. The future is yet to be written. May we be zoch and miyartz Hashem to maximize our present. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.